8.2.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Well, let's start, shall we? In my lecture tonight, I want to answer this question. How do we feed a city? The question is easy, but the answer is difficult. And it's an important question. Why? Well, there are four important facts about cities that you have to know. First, cities don't have farms. True, some people have gardens and they can grow vegetables, fruit, etc. But not many people can do this. There are many more people who can't grow their own food. So they have to buy it from supermarkets, from restaurants, etc. Secondly, people in cities are richer than people in the country. True, there are poor people in cities, sometimes a lot of poor people. But there are many people that have money, and these people eat a lot of meat. They eat more lamb, more beef, and more chicken than people in the country. This is a big problem. Before we can eat meat, we have to feed the animals. This means that food for people becomes food for animals. And that means that food becomes expensive. Rice, bread, vegetables, they all become more expensive. In some countries, poor people spend more than 60% of their money on food. Thirdly, modern cities are big, and they are becoming bigger. Today, 30 cities have a population of more than 10 million people. In 2045, we are going to have more than 50 cities with a population of 20 million people. That's 20 million. 20. And the last fact. More than half the people in the world live in cities. In 2045, 75% of people are going to live in cities. More people and more cities means bigger problems. So, what can we do about this? Well, I'm going to...